this week we are joined by Mr. Jaguar, Brad Meester, 13th year in the National Football League, all 13 years with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and a team record after last week's Jets game, 190 games played and games started. Did you ever sit back and think, wow, that's a long time?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe. I think if you would have ever said that to me when I first got in the league, that I'd be here for 13 years, I said there's no way. You know, I was just trying to get through my first season. I was just trying to get through my first contract. I had no idea that it would go this long. You know, shoot, a goal for me for a long time was 10 years. I thought 10 is an awesome
number. You came
in
thinking 10 years?
I thought that was a long time.
I remember coming in the league, and my first thought was, man, if I can play 4 years,
well, yeah,
that would be awesome.
I thought that was going to be awesome. But then, you know, there was a lot of guys that were like, I thought 10 was an unbelievable, that's a great career.
Very difficult to get to 10.
Hard to get to, and I thought that would be something awesome to be able to do was 10 years, and I got to that, and then before you know it, you know, 3 years later, still here.
Do you ever think of how long you could have played if this latest collective bargaining agreement to where they limit the number of padded practices during the season and also in training camp, if that had started in your first year?
It would have been nice. There's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, you know how that is. I mean, you know, early on, you know, you go through training camp, you know, two-a-days, padded every day. Same thing throughout the season. You know, we were padded Wednesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. It takes a toll on the body.
And you started back under Terrible Tom, the regime of Tom Coughlin. So you got a little taste of that, although he'd kind of mellowed out a little bit. But, I mean, the change that it's gone through in the league from that time to now, it's amazing.
It is. I mean, it's been great. I mean, obviously, you know, we limit, you know, the hitting now in training camp. We limit, you know, the padded practice during the season. I think, obviously, you know, for the young guys, I think it's definitely going to extend their career because you don't have as much banging and hitting on the body. I think the body will be able to go quite a bit longer.
All right, so three head coaches, and obviously Mike Mularkey is the third head coach, and it's been a rough year. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no hiding that. I mean, it's been a long year, 2-11. Three games to go this week. You've got the Miami Dolphins. Emotionally, when you're in your 13th year, because I remember when I was in my 8th, 9th, 10th year or whatever, when things don't go well, it gets more difficult to keep on thinking, I'm going to keep playing. How much longer are you going to do this?
I'd like to keep doing it as long as they'll let me. I mean, I've enjoyed this season. Now, obviously, it's been hard because we are 2-11, but it's such a great group of guys. And I think that's what's made it so fun. And Coach Mularkey's done a tremendous job every week of getting the guys going. He's done really a tremendous job. And it's a group of guys, I know that we're on the right track. We're doing the right things. Every week we're out there doing the right things, and good things are going to happen. I mean, we're going to get this thing going, and I can't wait to be a part of that.
As an offensive lineman this week, we're going to kind of step into your world because my world when I played as a defensive lineman was a lot different. And particularly as a center, you're pretty much the captain of the offensive line and in some aspects captain of the offense because you're the guy that's making all the calls. And I get this question probably more than any other question. When the offense comes to the line of scrimmage and the quarterback and the center are doing, they're pointing before this, and they're going, you know, 52's the mic, or, you know, in another play, 51's the mic. Everybody wants to know, who is Mike? What are you pointing at? Explain that for people.
Basically, I mean, when the quarterback comes up there and calls the mic, he's identifying the middle of our three linebackers, basically, and everything happens off of that. Once we identify that guy, if we're in pass protections, it allows me to call, you know, who we're going to, you know, who is the offensive line going to block. This is the guy that we're responsible for. Then, you know, the back knows, okay, if the offensive line is to this guy, this is who I've got. Or maybe it's a protection where the tight end is slow. So now he knows, all right, that was the Mike. This is the Sam that I've got. And off that also, you know, the receivers are watching for this stuff
right.
Because when they see who the Mike is, they see who, you know, that I've pointed. They know that if somebody else comes, you know, if somebody else blitzes beyond that, that's when they run their hot routes.
It's amazing because a lot of people say, well, what is Mike? Well, and who came up with these names? You got Mike, Sam, Will, those are the three linebackers. It's a 3-4 sometimes. Some people call it peg. You got nickel, you got dime, you got all these terminologies. All right, let's Let's take a look at a couple plays here and enter the center's world of evaluating and looking at film and see if we can identify Mike.
Okay, sounds good.
Here we are, Brad, with the 49ers-Dolphins game, and this is a run play. And what's the importance of identifying the Mike here?
The importance of identifying the Mike is it tells who everybody's going to in this type of situation. It tells who we have as an offensive line, I mean, who we're going to block. And then obviously who the fullback is going to block so that we can pick everybody up in this situation.
Okay, the Dolphins have a 6 guys box, and then they've got a safety at the top left here, and he's going to insert late. You don't have a blocker for him unless it's a wide receiver. And you understand that, right, as an offense?
Yeah, we know that obviously they're bringing 7 men in the box here, 6 of us to block. You know, we need to pick up the biggest, I guess, the most threats out of this
block
6. Block the big guys. You know, we feel, the biggest advantage for us is putting our back on a safety that's coming down to try to make the tackle. We'd rather put him on him than a big guy.
And I think this is a great play because I'm going to run it here because the 49ers, I mean, look how coordinated it is. And that's all because of they knew exactly who they were going to block because the mic was set and established.
Exactly. And, you put a back on safety like that with that much space, big things can happen.
All right, let's look at a pass play. Here's a pass play by the 49ers, and we're going to run this, but they identify the guy in the middle, right, as the Mike.
Yes, they did. And then what they've done here is they've identified him as the Mike. That is who the offensive line is responsible for. And because they've identified him, the two backs know that they have the two outside guys.
The other two linebackers. Two linebackers,
yes, in this situation.
Okay, let's run it. See, the mic comes, 75 picks him up, and Gore picks up the other linebacker because that's his responsibility, and all because of the identification of that middle linebacker as being the mic. Now, let me ask you a question here. Let me go back. If you identified the linebacker to the center, or it would be your left, as the mic, how would that change the protection?
In this case, in this basic protection, it would change our backs. The backs now know that they would have the other two guys.
The other two linebackers.
You know, one of them would have the one backer, and the other guy has kind of a scan responsibility. He has to take anybody else coming. They both would actually have to come over here to the right, and that's why it's important that we stay on the same page and know who each other's got so they know who they are responsible for in this case.
And so we had this conversation before. As long as everybody's on the same page and everybody knows who the mic is, the play can run and you can adjust, even if that's not the true mic.
That's exactly it. I mean, you don't have to be perfect on the mic, but as long as everybody knows who they've got and knows their hot answers, you can make any play work.
All right, Mr. Jaguar, thanks, Brad.
All right.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.